Well, Declan, thanks for joining us on the programme ahead of a big weekend in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division of the Inishowen League. And there's no doubt about the tie of the weekend. Yourselves in action against Coghill Celtic. A relatively short trip now. I suppose in some senses this is the proverbial six-pointer.
Yeah, you could say that. It's like... It's getting to that stage of the season now where it's just sort of the business end, where we've played each other. We played them at home, and it was a big challenge, especially with the weather conditions that day. And then we're going to their place now, and you have to give respect to Coghill. They're a strong, strong squad, so it's an even bigger challenge here now. And as you say, it's points are up for grabs.
Yeah. Now the fact that you could say you're unbeaten against them in the league this season. It was a scoreless draw the last time. You know, nobody will be surprised if it's a close encounter again. And in terms of the league title, whoever comes out on top in this, it's going to be a hugely significant result.
Yeah, I think so. But I think even too, there's another game going on too, which will have a big say in it, and that's Buncrana and Clamanagh on the same day. So as you can see in the league, it's the points, they're tight. So look, it's going to be a big challenge. So, and I think maybe going in from the first game, both teams will recognise each other's strengths, and maybe this game will be a bit more difficult because we'll be better prepared for each other.
Yeah, so as you mentioned there, Buncrana, who are currently first, Clonmanagh, who are fourth. You know, it's great to see such a competitive league, and yourselves, Buncrana, Coghill, Clonmanagh. Coghill are still unbeaten, but yourselves, Buncrana and Clonmanagh have lost just one game each. So, you know, it really shows that it's a quality top four.
Oh, definitely. It's credit to each team and stuff too, and it's a credit to the league and just their strength. And I think even with the four teams involved in it, it makes it more exciting. And it makes every game just sort of that. Now to the end of the season, it's as they say, it's like every game's a cup final. So no game's not important. Mm-hmm. So it's but as I say that too, it's taking each game as it comes and trying to focus on the game on Sunday and then take it from there.
Yeah. Now it's also fair to say, you know, a draw wouldn't be a bad result for either side, and a long way to go, a lot of points still to be played for. But if you could secure a victory, you know, it really would be give you just that added little boost.
Oh, definitely. Look, we're under no illusion that we can go up the Coghill, and though it's going to be guaranteed points, we know we have to go up there and be well prepared, and they'll fight for every point that we can get up there. And if we do come away with a result, which I believe we can, it'll put us in a sort of a good setup then for the remaining matches. But as I say, it's a big, big challenge. So hopefully the preparation this week will give us the best chance to sort of go up there and get a result.
Yeah, you're out of the FAI Junior Cup. You were beaten after extra time in the Ulster Junior Cup by Buncrana Hearts, a narrow defeat in that one. Last week, you were in action against Kildaff in the Donegal Signs Cup in the first round, still in that competition. But the league would be the really big one, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think if you ask any team, I think the league would be the big one. I know the Junior Cup, that's the big one because you're playing it across the country and stuff. But especially in your own division, I think the league's the sort of indicator of the whole way through the season, where the cups are good and stuff, but if you come out top of the league, then you deserve to be the team that's sort of classified as the best team this season. So that's the sort of the games they play for that.
When you got the guys together at the start of the campaign, how high were the expectations? Did you think you were really going to be challenging this year?
To be honest, I said to the boys coming in, I was just in this season, so I had to have a look at the squad first, and it's tough when you don't know the squad from the start. They sort of say yes or no, or will you be challenging or won't be challenging without knowing the players. But with the weeks and months we were in there working together, I sort of sense yes, it's capable, more than capable, yes, of pushing. But I did say from the start, they said, let's see what is possible, rather than saying, no, let's go for the league and putting that pressure on them. Mm. But it's like, I did say to them at the start too, just make sure we're in touching distance with the likes of Buncrana and Cock Hill, and we can give ourselves a good chance. And then coming now after Christmas, we've done that. So hopefully we can push on from there.
Well, you've plenty of players with experience, plenty of winners in there, the McMonagles, Gareth McLean, guys who know what the big games are all about.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think it's across you've got them big players, the McMonagles, Gareth McLean and stuff, but you have got the players in too there, the local lads, and you've got a lot of shimmies in there as well too that bring strength in, to the squad. And then, like, our strength is, like, they're a good, connected group of lads, and they commit to every training, and they're committing to the season. So that's all I can ask for.
Yeah. And it all reflects well on the strength of soccer in Inishowen at the moment, that you four sides battling it out for the title in the top flight?
Definitely, definitely. I think it's the competition which makes it stronger. No, instead of one team just leading the way, if you have four teams competing against each other, I always believe that if you have more teams competing against you, you do become better yourself, because the competition makes every team better. And I think this year alone stands for itself, that Buncrana's had to get better, Cock Hill's getting better, and then ourselves are getting better, and then Clamannagh. So we're all keeping each other on their toes, so to speak.
Yeah, so we have Buncrana on 24 points, yourselves on 22, both having played 9. Cock Hill on 20, having played 8. Clonmany on 19, having played 8. So a lot of points still to go for. As things stand, nobody will be surprised if it literally does go right down to the last kick of the season.
Well, I think maybe for the neutrals or whoever wanting it, a bit of excitement, I think they'll be looking for it to go down the wire, definitely. I don't know if the league intentionally mean to do it, but having a big weekend like Sunday with us playing Cock Hill and Clamannagh playing Buncrana, it definitely does make it exciting and sort of could set it up for something, a good, strong finish in the league's perspective.
And that was Declan Lynch, manager of Alia. The fixtures again in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division this Sunday. It's Buncrana Hearts, the league leaders, against fourth place Clonmany Shamrock. Second place Alia against third place Cock Hill Celtic. We also have Carndonagh against Greencastle and Illies against Redcastle.